Hey guys, can I ask you a question? How are your balls feeling right now? Are they super clean and dry? Does your partner complain or is not always willing to go downtown? If so, I've got something for you. I've just launched a new product called Down Under Comfort for my brand Emily & Tony. It's really unique. It's a cream to tapioca powder formula that is designed to keep men fresh and clean down under or wherever they need. And girls can use it too, under their breast, their lower back, anywhere they want to stay fresh. So help keep this podcast free and your balls dry. Use code EMILY to get 20% off your first purchase. Check them out today at emilyandtony.com. Trust me, and you're welcome.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily. You got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com, where your sex life will improve. Not only that, we've got a brand new friggin' website.
And I'm very excited to announce it.
Insane. It should be up right now.
All right.
Yeah, it should be working for you all. And our show is now free every day.
It's free. It's back to being free.
It's back to being free. It wasn't always free. We did a little trial run here, and now we're going free. So everyone should get their money back and be happy if
and
you paid for it.
Shut up.
Shut the hell up, okay? Everyone just shut the hell up. Sorry, we also took a break this week a little bit because we've been
all
had
over
a lot
the place.
Going on. We've got
dude,
a lot. Dude.
You have a television show launching. It's going to be insane. Misadvised on Bravo Monday.
10 p.m.
You can start DVRing right now.
Yeah, DVR right now if you're listening to this. Walk over to your television set and DVR it. And it's going to be awesome. And we are very excited about it. It's called Misadvised. Yep, on Bravo.
Hashtag Misadvised on Twitter. Because
yep.
A lot of people are communicating on Twitter about the show. And I started smiling as the intro played because I remember there was so much stuff that I want to tell you about conversations people are having.
Okay, talk to me.
Insane. So here's one of my favorite conversations that I saw, because once you click on Misadvised, the hashtag, it's like pretty much like a big chat room, right? So I saw this tweet that this guy said, where he was tweeting a girl named Julia Allison,
mm-hmm.
who is also a girl on the television show, right?
With and me, says, yep.
Hey, do you have sex with Emily's number? I'm in town for a couple of days in San Francisco, right?
Right.
She said her favorite call is a booty call. Right? Right. So then I saw this guy tweet again, and he tweeted you. I don't know if you saw it, but he was like, hey, I'm in town for a couple
of
days.
I did see that.
Blah, blah, we should meet up. Oh, my God.
Dude, what's going to happen to my life?
He might have thought you were a floozy.
There is a lot. Okay, I have to admit that the first episode, I look like a total floozy. And I don't know if I look like one or I am one.
The first episode?
Okay, every episode. God, the first episode, there's like 16 sex references to like threesomes and everything. It's crazy.
Yeah. And there was that, and then my buddy the other day was tweeting saying that you were a dime piece. Oh, my God.
That's nice.
And we were talking on the phone the other day. We got to address this.
Uh-oh.
And you're like, oh, I don't like all the attention. I'm not going to want all the attention. I'm like, yeah, right. I go, you live off attention. You don't even eat food. That's your main
my
life.
My sustenance. No.
Your life source
not
is
true.
Attention.
I like attention from people that I know, but I don't know about attention from people I don't know.
Oh, God. You're going to be like smiling and flipping your hair at every single person that recognizes you. It's
I don't think so. I don't think I want to be recognized in my Uggs and my same t-shirt that I've been wearing for 6 days walking to coffee in the morning.
No.
Is that what I want?
You're going to love it.
I got to start dressing up? I don't think so.
That's me on the TV show.
Oh my God, that's me. I talk like that anyway.
Make sure you should DVR it right now.
DVR my show. It's really funny, but no, awesome. I think you guys are really going to like it. It's a funny.
I think so too.
It's a fun show. The other women on the show, Amy Laurent and Julie Allison, are great. And
I love Amy.
I know.
I want to marry her.
Oh my God, you do?
Yeah, but I saw some guys that she's already dated.
I know.
Like douchebags.
Oh my God, you want to marry her? Can we call her right now?
And say that I want to marry
her?
Okay.
Let's call her. Let's see if she probably won't answer.
On the Skype? We'll text her saying we're going to call her, and then we're going to call her from a Skype number.
Okay. I don't know how to do that.
Just text her?
She's in my texts.
Yeah.
Okay, today's show, just so you know what we're talking about.
Boners.
We're talking about boners. No. We're going to talk about how your ex might be holding you back. An important study came out. A lot of people get tied up in their exes and they never move on. We're going to give you tips how to move on. And plus, we've got some sex tips for you. And some sex in the news, some emails. And it's going to be awesome. Hold on, I'm texting her.
Text her. Say that we just want to call her for a few minutes.
I wonder if the Skype works.
I tried to fix it, dude.
It didn't work. We've got some technical difficulties now
with
Skype. And today's show is brought to you by Jimmy Jame. Use coupon code SPRING for $25 off your purchase, $100 or more. You know that I love Jimmy Jame toys. They are so fun and they're awesome. And you can buy a massage candle. You can buy the Form 2 vibrator if you've never had one. We love them. And I think you should all check them out and support our show. And go check out the new website, Sex with Emily. You can follow me on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, Sex with Emily. I got to do more Instagramming. I like forgot about Instagram for like the last 2 weeks.
I know. It's ridiculous. But don't worry, you're going to get a ton of new followers. God damn it, the Skype is not working.
I'll call her from my phone.
I know, but then she can't hear me tell her how much I love her, but whatever.
Yes, she can. We'll do it.
Kinda. We'll do it the getaway. That's how we roll. We've been doing the show for free for 7 years. We figure out ways to make things happen.
I wonder if she can hear you.
Huh?
She'll be able to hear you.
I'll like yell off the mic so people don't get annoyed.
Hello? Amy.
Amy!
Hi, you're on Sex with Emily.
I'm like on right now.
You're on right now.
You're on the radio.
Oh my God.
I know.
Hi.
I'm going to get on that side.
Okay, come over here. Menace wants to say something to you. We were just talking about the show. And
he's the guy with the hot glasses, right?
Yes.
He's the guy with the hot glasses, exactly.
I want to say I love you. I think you're great. I think you're great. You're so lovable. I don't know why you date douchebags.
You.
Yes.
Yeah,
he thought he was a douchebag.
In the first 3 seconds of just seeing him on camera, I can tell he's a douchebag. Like, and it's funny because I played it for other people before he even spoke. They're like, douchebag.
Right.
Maybe he's just not, he just has the douchebag, gear on or something.
Menace is just jealous, Amy, because he's in love with you.
Yeah.
Well, I so appreciate you saying that. It was kind of like, kind of painful for me to see that happen because this is exactly what I would tell a girl, or if Emily was dating a douchebag, I'd pick up the signs and I'm like, let me lay it down to you straight, and I'm doing this for your own good. And I don't know why I can do that for other people. And then for myself, it's like I'm completely like, this guy is clearly like in denial, everything's fine, while I'm sitting there in pain. I mean, it was really hard for me, and yeah.
We felt for you.
We felt for you, Amy. We were there for you, and we felt for you. But we know there are so many men out there in New York or wherever for you that they're just going to be coming in droves. They're going to be lining up around your apartment.
First of all, Emily, I love you, and I just have to say, like, you're always there for me. I can't even say, like, the times when I called Emily, and I'm like, what should I do? You know, I was like, you know, this person's coming into town. Emily, you've, like, always been there for me, so I appreciate it.
Aww.
It's not easy. It's not easy for me to see things clearly when, like, my heart's involved, and I hate that I have emotions. I really do.
I know.
It,
it's but, good, though, Aime. You're good, and you're learning so much. I know.
It's hard, but you know what? It's all good, and I have to do it. So I'm not, like, walking around like a robot.
Right.
So what's going on in San Fran?
We're just having a show. We're talking about how your ex might be holding you back, coincidentally.
Damn.
That's the topic of today's show.
Oh, man.
That wasn't even on purpose, because in the first episode, everyone listening, Amy does go out with her ex. And so that's just a little teaser for something coming up. But
I want to know. Okay, and I guess they have to wait and watch the show for Monday. But I would be so interested in knowing how many of your listeners think, because I, like, he has this charm over me. I don't know why. I don't know how. And I'm just wondering if people see it and they're like, yes, he's a charming, attractive guy.
Not one person.
No, I want to know, like, does anyone else see it? Or is, like, everybody else going to, like, you know, here's my poll, like, total douchebag, there's nothing great about him. Like, I just want to know if anyone, like, sees it the way I do. Or
it'll be interesting. I don't know. I didn't see it, Aim, but I just love you, and I didn't like...
Oh, don't say that. You just
He's cute. I just think that you could do so much better, and I know the whole backstory too. So
you know what, Amy, Emily's crazy.
Oh, but maybe that's why I like him so much, and that's a really sad statement. I mean, it really is, and it's something that I'm working on with myself, because for some reason, if I was working with a girl, I would never let her do that to herself. I would tell her, you are worth so much, but for some reason, like, it's kind of sad that I want to do that for other people, but for some reason, I can't give myself that. So it's,
but the first step is recognizing that that's the issue. I mean, you've got it all down. You know what to do. And now the fact that you realize that you're not doing it, you know that next time you will follow your rules. You'll do it.
I think so.
I think you will.
So.
Oh my God. Well, I love you, Aim. We just wanted to give you a shout out and say hi, because we're sitting here talking about the show and Menace said he loved you. So I thought we should call you.
Oh my God. And I love your glasses. They're like the hottest thing ever. I'm telling you, we should take a poll on that too. I love it.
Thank you.
I know. She's like, that guy with the glasses, he's really cute. And then we were kissing. He made me kiss him.
Like a month ago, right.
Yeah, he made me kiss him during the show. Okay, honey, I'm going to call you later.
I can't wait to see you next week, by the way, FYI.
I see you in LA, baby. I cannot wait. Okay, I love you.
Guys.
Bye, honey. Talk to you soon.
Love you.
Bye. That was Amy Laurent. She's also on the Misadvised show premiering on Bravo on Monday night at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I know. I want you to meet her. So anyway, okay, so it's funny that our topic is how your ex might be holding you back.
I know.
And some other sex tips, because that's what she goes through in the show, but you're all going to see that. So
Monday.
So let's get in some sex in the news.
All right.
Okay. Do women have a sexual prime? This is just a quick one. Love Honey did a survey, and they came to the conclusion that women hit their sexual peak at the age of 28, and men hit theirs at 33. Now, I think that's interesting, because I thought that men hit their sexual peak at 18, we're always hearing, or 21, or whatever. But they say that men and women hit them at different ages. So I've already peaked. I don't understand. But that's what the study says. Okay, and then another study came out that said the IUD are better at preventing pregnancy than the pill. The IUDs are those insertion things.
Oh, no.
The pill may be tried and true method for keeping those pesky pregnancies at bay, but apparently it's actually one of the most mediocre birth control methods on the market. According to new research, long-term options such as the IUDs, Deprovera shots are more effective than the daily dose. Daily shots when they shoot you.
Daily shot?
Yeah. Or no, you get a shot once, and then it's like a daily dose gets released in your body.
Oh, but it's a shot that has a thing in it, right?
As a shot, and then you get all the stuff shot into you. What?
You're going to get mad at what I'm going to say.
Don't say anything bad about women who do this, because you did that once and everyone got mad. What are you going to say?
No.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm just saying, I think it's a good thing. I'm just putting the statement out there that they do use birth control and all this stuff like that. But for some reason, out in the world, guys kind of bag on chicks that do that.
That do the shot. What? It just means they don't take a pill every day.
Yeah, yeah. But they just say, oh, those chicks are just mega sluts.
Oh, that's so dumb. That's the dumbest thing. Man, you said this once and we got 100 emails.
But am I saying, I'm not saying they're my words. I'm not saying it. I'm just saying.
Those people are idiots. It means that the girl that you are effing is not going to get pregnant because she didn't forget to take her pill today.
And I think that's a good thing. And I fully support that. I fully support the shot. So don't give me crap about it. I'm just saying what other people are
saying. Well, your other people that you're talking to are idiots.
Well, I'm sorry.
It's okay, baby.
You know what? Maybe I should not say anything not to offend anybody. Actually, I don't care.
That wouldn't be fun.
Offending people.
You can offend people. Okay, Kourtney Kardashian and Scott Disick, their sex life reaches an all-time low. Well, she's preggers.
Oh, please never use that word ever again. I hate that word.
I'm sorry. I've never used it, have I?
Never.
I just did. I never will. Stricken from my brain.
I hate that. I hate Uber. I hate preggers. there's like a list of words I hate, but that's on top of
it. Do you hate totes?
No, totes. We use totes all the time.
Okay, Kourtney Kardashian has already publicly announced she has commitment issues, which is why she doesn't plan on marrying Scott Disick soon. But what fans don't know is what's really going on behind closed doors, and it's not pretty. They have fought often during the pregnancy with each other, and the amount of sex they had during the pregnancy is astronomically low. They have definitely reached the point of their relationship where sex is a chore rather than a fun and loving activity. However, despite their dwindling sex life, a breakup between the two is unlikely. So that's good. Whatever. They'll get it back. She's pregnant. They're not having sex. That happens to a lot of people during pregnancy. I'm telling you, I would not want to have sex. If I can't imagine being pregnant, some women get really, you know, horny or whatever during sex, but some during pregnancy, but some women don't, and they just don't want to have sex. They're like, the last thing I want is a penis in my vagina.
Yeah. Or, no, I heard some women that are really just want to keep on doing it, and the guys don't want to do it.
Oh, because they're like, yeah. Yeah, I've heard mixed. Mixed
feelings.
Okay, anything that you have got from Celebrity Gossip? Because we haven't done a show in a week, which has been painful. I missed you so much.
Celebrity Gossip, there's nothing out there. There was a rumored picture that Kanye West tweeted out a photo, if you hear about this, of Kim Kardashian naked. It is totally false. He didn't tweet this out.
He would never do that.
It was some porn star from like a year ago that put this picture out online, and everyone thought it was Kim Kardashian.
Oh.
It's not Kim Kardashian. So okay. Don't fall
Thank
into the
Thank you for clarifying
rumors.
That.
Yes.
I appreciate it.
But you go ahead and Google it. It's a nice photo.
Oh, it's a nice hot chick who looks like Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
Do you think she's hot? Like, would you bang her?
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I've met her before. She was very sweet. So why not bang her? I'd rather not know her past history.
Right.
It was some girl I met on the street. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's cool. But then you're like,
oh, she did a sex tape, the whole thing.
Well, yeah, just knowing, because, you know, again, guys don't want to know your dating past.
I know,
they don't want to know everybody.
Don't.
And that's why I feel bad for every boyfriend that you have, because you love just flaunting every ex-boyfriend you ever had in front of them.
Right.
It's like, guys don't like
that.
I do? Yeah.
Well, but then I'm not sleeping with them anymore.
But you guys just don't even like that in general.
Then you want to know. Oh, yeah. I've stopped telling, like, the guy that I'm dating who I've slept with out of my friends.
Thank God,
because it's
I
all
feel
of
bad
them.
For the guy. Just so assume.
Just assume that I've banged all my male friends, but just once or two, twice. Okay, communication, knowledge, and open mind is the key to great sex. Good communication, an arsenal of knowledge, and a willingness to be open minded can keep the fire burning. That's all you need. Things may not look or feel or work the same way they did when you were 50, 30, or 20, but that doesn't mean they can't still work the same way that's beautiful and pleasurable. So you just need to communicate a lot with your partner and have an open mind. So it's a new book that came out called Sex Made Easy, Your Awkward Questions Answered for Better, Smarter, Amazing Sex. And she talks about how important is sex to the success of a relationship. And it varies from person to person, but sex is important to most people. So I think people who are in a relationship and they say, oh, sex was good, but now we don't care and it's fine, that you're in trouble. If you stop paying attention to your sex life and you think it's totally fine that you're not having sex anymore, there is a problem. It's okay for a few weeks or a few months, but if it's been going on for years and you never have sex and you think everything's fine, it's just, I'm telling you, you need some therapy and you guys got to get your sex life back, because couples who are not connecting sexually are not going to be connecting in other ways.
At all.
You got to keep having sex. But it's hard. I get it. You've been with someone for a while. You have babies. It's hard to keep doing it, but you got to do it.
Sorry, to go back to the news story about Kourtney Kardashian and Scott Disick.
Okay.
Can you read one part for me again, and I want to explain something?
Yes.
Go ahead and read why she doesn't want to.
She has commitment issues, it says. Kourtney has commitment issues.
Okay. Which doesn't make sense, because the past couple episodes of the Kardashians, I know you probably haven't watched it.
No.
But it's all giving Kris Jenner, the mother, crap for cheating on her husband. And Kourtney is the one that makes the biggest issue out of it. Right?
Right.
She's like, I don't know why you're bringing all this stuff back up. And actually, the next episode is she's meeting up with that guy again.
No
to
way.
Go like hang out with him and talk to him and stuff like
that. Oh my God.
And it just keeps on showing Kourtney being pissed, saying, you know, that ruined our family and all
wow.
this stuff.
Wow, that was with her dad that she cheated on her?
Yeah. So Kourtney Kardashian's dad, which was Robert Kardashian,
right?
The famous lawyer, Kris Jenner was cheating on him with this random guy.
Wow.
And so Courtney, being the oldest, she knew everything that was going on. So all these episodes, just like how Courtney has all these issues.
Oh,
with,
they all come up. I couldn't imagine doing a reality show with my family.
Somebody did bring that up, saying, you know what? Courtney's being kind of hypocritical because she's not married to Scott.
Right.
Just, and so she could just leave him at any time and not feel bad about it.
Right.
You know?
That's true. That's true. So they're saying she should be committed.
She should be committed. I mean, if you're having two kids with somebody.
I don't think you have to get married.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
People
roll
don't
your
take
eyes.
Her advice on that.
No, just don't tell people not to take my advice. I give them the best advice out there.
I'm saying if you don't want to marry the guy and you already had two kids with him, then you shouldn't be living with him.
Mm.
You shouldn't be.
She just might not want to get married. Not everyone has to get married. Like, I don't see why that's the end all be all. Not everyone can get married anyway.
But
so.
If she's not getting married to keep her options open, then just go keep your
Dude,
options.
She's not keeping her options open.
Then
you think that's
what
why?
Is the effing point, man?
I don't know. I mean, maybe she's, they don't have time. They're shooting reality shows to
see,
get married.
Why are you making up all these excuses?
I just either, can't. I don't know.
Either commit if you have two kids together, you're living together, you're sharing your whole life together, then commit to this person. If you don't want to commit, then just move on and find somebody to commit to.
They're
don't
committed,
just keep this guy
but why
around.
Are you saying a piece of paper is going to make a difference in their relationship?
It does make a big difference. It shows that I am committed to you for the rest of my
They'll
life, which I know that scares you to death.
I mean, I would get committed for the rest of the week.
See? So that's why I don't even want to hear your comments on this kind of stuff,
Jesus.
Because you're totally against it from the get-go.
No,
you don't
I'm not.
You can't even play devil's advocate when it comes to this conversation.
No, I can. I totally can, but I don't feel like it. I just think that it's not weird that so many people are not getting married. Like, the marriage numbers have dropped.
That's
people-
fine. I'm just saying, if you're not going to do that, then why even live together? Just go and keep your options open. Stay in different houses and just date each other and stuff like that.
It's just your logic makes no sense.
How's it not
because
make
why
sense?
Did, what you're saying, because they're not married, that doesn't make their union that she wants to keep her options open. I think she doesn't want to get married. Does he want to get married?
Yes, I think he does. He's already brought it up where he wanted to get married.
Well, she's not ready yet. She's going to figure
not
it out.
Not ready? Okay.
What?
Then she's going to be ready just someday to just marry the guy
no,
that she's already been
she
with
really
and had two kids
him,
with forever?
But they just don't have time to have a wedding. She doesn't want to have a wedding. A lot of people do that.
Her sister had a $10 million wedding in like, I don't know,
yeah,
a couple months.
Yeah, that went really well.
A couple months. And then her other sister, who's already been married for, I don't know, 2.5, 3 years now, had a wedding within 30 days.
That's crazy.
So come on. They
she
have enough money and resources
is smart
to have
a- and watching her family going, I'm not jumping into marriage. It's not working for everyone else in her family. Okay. Bethany Frankel blamed herself for the miscarriage of her second child. So she had a miscarriage and
I didn't hear about this.
She did. She had a miscarriage and she went to the doctor and, the doctor said, at your age and with how busy you are, you've got to slow down. And apparently she felt that she brought on her miscarriage because she didn't slow down and she continued to work. But the doctor assured her that it had nothing to do with that. But that's the headline, is that she blamed herself.
She's crazy about it.
She was so crazy about it. She felt so bad. She said the doctor assured her otherwise, but the star remained heartbroken. There's something so sad about it that there had been a life in there and suddenly it was not there, she explained in the article. During the grieving process, she eventually realized it wasn't her fault. She got over the guilt, but now I just felt bad for whoever she was going to be. I felt bad for that heartbeat.
Oh,
that's sad.
I'm pissed, too, about
Why?
A talk show.
What happened?
So
it's airing today or something, no?
So, yeah, I think it's today. No, it was just the other day.
Okay.
And they bumped it up. National news everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere.
Every
you see
she's
it, right?
tweeting
right?
it, yeah.
Yeah, tweeting like crazy. You can't go anywhere without hearing about how she has a talk show. It only airs in 8 cities, and we're not one of them, San Francisco.
Really?
Yeah. I mean,
heard
it's,
that
it's
they're
in,
starting rolling it out in just
in
a few cities.
LA and New York, which are major
what are we,
markets.
Chopped liver in San Francisco?
Yeah, we're the fourth largest market in the effing country, man, and we can't get some Bethany in our lives?
Jesus Christ. Who can we talk to about that?
I mean, what are you airing, Fox? That's so important. You
right, exactly.
Another Jerry Springer show?
Exactly.
Like
even Air Bethany.
Jerry Springer's bodyguard
Dead.
Has his own talk show.
No, really?
Yes.
Are you serious?
He has his own talk show.
Maybe they just want to roll it out, build the buzz. There's probably some science to it.
I don't know. They have some like Canadians that have a show that's a talk show that's airing here in San Francisco. Like, why can't Bethany?
I don't know, baby. You should write a letter to the people.
I'm going to write a letter to Fox. Say, I want some Bethany in my
life. Next time you sit down and write a letter to Taco Bell to bring back the double-decker triple alarm, maybe you should sit down and write a letter to
Fox. You got
to
get it right. It's 4-alarm double-decker taco discontinued in 1997.
Right. And I've been upset. It's never coming back.
Don't ever say that.
It's not coming back. Why would they?
People are like, oh, just get the volcano taco. No, I want the 4-alarm double-decker taco. If you guys don't know, I've been missing this taco. For what? Do the math.
A long time. 15, 16 years.
I just want it back.
I know. He's been writing letters to Taco Bell. He's like the crazy person. They're like, oh my God, this crazy guy.
I found the CEO on Facebook and I messaged him and he never wrote me back.
Well,
and
honey,
I sent a nice
busy.
Letter.
I'm sure you did.
It was the sweetest letter ever. I'm like, you know, I used to love the 4-alarm double-decker taco.
Your fame will just rise and they'll bring it back for you.
No, you're the one that's going to be famous.
It'll be called the Menace double-decker taco.
You know, if you're ever going to do anything for me, when you become famous, you got to get them to bring back the 4-alarm double-decker taco.
Deal. I'll shake your hand with it. And I'm taking you to the Playboy Mansion.
Please.
I will.
And if, you know, and if
what else do you want?
And if they're not too busy, maybe the Rancho Steak Burrito. That's it. That's all I need.
Now the Rancho Steak Burrito?
I mean, just as an added bonus. But
as long as you're bringing back the other one.
The main priority is the 4-alarm double-decker.
You
got to
stay focused on the 4-alarm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you know, if you want to slip in the Rancho Steak Burrito, you can.
Yeah, you just do a little slippy. I mean, there is no kind of fast food that I crave in that way that I would even know that it was gone or missing. Because I don't eat fast food. Do you still eat
it's
fast
delicious.
Food?
It's delicious.
You still do, obviously.
Hell yeah.
Obviously. Okay, we've got some emails from the peoples.
Love the people.
Thanks, everyone, for emailing us at feedback@sexwithemily.com. And you can also email me right through my website, sexwithemily.com. And go check out our new website. It's awesome.
It's amazing.
It's amazing.
It's super clean. It's the best website you've had.
It's taken me 7 years to get a really good website, and
so you better visit it.
You better visit it, and you better put in your email address. I won't spam you. Okay.
And the show's free now.
The show's free. We mentioned that we do a few shows a week, and they're free. We've got 400 million shows that you can listen to.
Embarrassing,
and they'll improve your sex life. Okay. Hello, Emily. My girlfriend and I are big fans of the show, and we listen to you guys whenever we get the chance. We have an amazing sex life, and we're madly in love. Recently, though, we had a small disagreement about masturbation. My girlfriend gets bothered every time I want to masturbate when she is not around. We have a long-distance relationship, and it's hard for me to not release every once in a while. However, my girlfriend gets bothered when we haven't seen each other in a while, and I choose to masturbate rather than hold off until we see each other. She feels it is selfish of me to masturbate when she, on the other hand, chooses to wait until we see each other. She doesn't enjoy masturbation herself and won't take that alone time to explore her body. And since she doesn't take that time for herself, I feel as if she's making me wait because she chooses to wait. She also feels that when I masturbate that sex isn't as passionate as it can be, but I assure her that it is. She feels like I can't wait for her and feels that she's not worth the wait, but I tell her it's not the case. Please help us out and give us your opinion on our situation. Thanks, Alex from Los Angeles, California.
Alex.
Okay, Alex, here's the deal. Masturbation is completely normal and healthy. In fact, men with the healthiest sex life masturbate even more often. You got to tell your girl there is nothing wrong with you masturbating. It doesn't mean that you don't miss her. It doesn't mean that you're discounting her. It doesn't mean anything at all. It just means that you are a man and that you need to masturbate. So, I mean, that is all you need to do. I'm telling you, that masturbation is something that's totally normal for men and for women. And I got to tell you something. She needs to masturbate. She needs to masturbate herself. She should probably spend time alone exploring her own body. And then she would realize that maybe she'll start masturbating and you'll start masturbating. And then she'll understand that it's fine. But right now, I'm concerned that this is an issue for you, especially because you're having great sex and you have a great relationship. But it's like, it's almost... I would even say if you never masturbated, that was unhealthy. Like it flips on the side of being healthy to masturbate.
Maybe she should just get the Rock Box.
Oh, Jesus. The Rock Box. Strongest vibrator out there. It's the newest vibrator.
No, don't do it. She'll blow out her vagina.
Don't get the Rock Box.
But even Emily's afraid of the Rock Box.
It is sitting in my house. I got sent the Rock Box. I kind of want to use it.
Are you serious? You want to use it?
I don't know. I'm afraid my vagina is going to fly across the room.
Yeah, don't do
it. It looks like a power tool.
See, once you have the Rock Box, there's no going back. Like, you just have to go bigger and bigger and bigger.
I wonder if you can buy it at adamandeve.com. Check out adamandeve.com. Use coupon code Emily.
By that time, maybe my sex toy will come out, the dump truck.
The dump truck. Jesus, yeah. That's a terrible name. But Alex, yeah, you guys got to do some reading on masturbation. Totally normal, totally healthy. A lot of women, it's kind of like the porn argument that women get upset when men watch porn. Healthy. It's fine. Did you just burp in the microphone?
Yeah. You didn't find that sexy?
No. That was horrible.
Are you turned off by stuff like that?
No, I burp all the time, but I don't burp during the show. I just burp at the office.
We're lucky enough to record at the Stitcher Studios in San Francisco, California. Download the app. It's totally free. You can stream podcasts. Emily's giving me a dirty look, but they have free Dr. Pepper in here.
I know.
So I'm drinking it up.
I love Dr. Pepper. Okay. So Emily.
Yes.
It's 8:40 Central Time. Friday,
ooh, and
June
I'm masturbating.
6th, and I'm listening to your show on XM.
Really?
I think I just heard you argue that an extramarital relation affair is okay if it's safe sex. Did I hear you correctly? No, you did not. I would never, ever say that. So he goes off. And he says, I was married for 14 years to a woman that I worshipped and treated like a princess. She also loves me very much, but her several extramarital affairs destroyed our marriage. She has a similar attitude as you. It was only sex and it didn't mean anything. I disagree. Sex is the one thing that a couple share between themselves. Once a partner gives up their body to another, sex is no longer special. The intimacy is gone. Sex becomes just pleasures of the flesh. Sex is no longer making love. It's just sex. James from Panama City, Florida. James, I'm here to tell you
that. Here's my point exactly.
What?
What have I always said? People that listen to the show know that I say that you can't just kiss a woman's ass 24/7 because they'll just walk all over you and do things like this that's going to upset him, you know?
Oh, because you treat her like a princess and worship her?
Yeah, and you just can't – I'm not saying treat a woman like crap. That is not what I'm saying at all. You should never do that. But you can't put women that you date up on a pedestal because then – they have you in the palm of your hand, and then they just take advantage. They might not even know that they're taking advantage, to be honest. They might not even realize it.
I need to be put on a pedestal. A lot of women want to be put on a pedestal.
Yeah, but then...
But you have to put
it in a place,
too.
Here's
the problem.
What do you go do when that happens?
I don't do anything, but here's the thing. She had an extramarital affair, and I would say that it's not because you treated her like a princess, but I would say you also – you can treat a woman like a princess but also go down – you know, not go down on them, but be hard. Like give them
– When they screw up, you can be –
When they screw up, you – yeah.
Yeah. You gotta, put your foot down,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, you put your foot down. Like, I don't know if you
laid
let her
the law.
Walk. Maybe she walked all over you. I'm not sure what happened there, but I would say that you can – it's okay to put a woman on a pedestal, but then to also be real if something's going on and be like, that's not cool. Like this guy that I'm currently dating, which I totally appreciate, he does not take any crap from me.
That's good.
He does not let me get away with anything, and he calls me on shit all the time. It's almost like too much, but I totally appreciate it.
I bet you hate it.
No, I love it. It makes me think he's even hotter because he's like, I'm not putting up with that.
This is a deal with me. I treat the women that I'm with like gold. I know it's surprising for you to even think that.
Well, the last time you were with a woman, it was like, you know.
What?
2004.
Yeah,
or
yeah, yeah. Sure.
Right.
I treat them like gold, but if they're like the moment they start taking advantage, I just pull the rug out from under them, and they're like, "Man, I really want that guy, that really nice guy again." So then they don't fuck around, you know?
Right, right.
They just don't. They're like, "I want to keep the guy because I know if I screw up, that I'm gonna get the guy that I don't want to mess around with," you know?
Right.
And that's just how you got to be. I'm sorry, because it goes both ways, too. If you're a woman and you just, like, kiss your man's ass all the time, and when he screws up, you don't call him out on it, he's just going to continue to screw up and upset you.
Right. That's true.
You know? And it's not going to be a good relationship.
It has to be a healthy relationship. And the balance of power should be equal between both people in the relationship.
You got to keep your hoes in check. You feel me, Emily?
Oh, God. Stop talking. Hi, Emily. After reading an article on Katy Perry, I realize how much Katy Perry and Zooey Deschanel look alike. I know Menace has expressed his crush on Zooey in the past, so I was wondering, does he also have the hots for Katy Perry, or is it Zooey's personality that wins him over? Michelle from Baltimore.
Katy's fun.
Right.
I can see her being extremely high maintenance.
Right.
I don't know if I want to have sex with a girl that had sex with Russell Brand.
Oh, afterwards. Okay. God, you're so funny like that.
Why?
I don't know. Just like, so what? He's gone. They're over.
I know
they
you don't care.
Up.
Like, oh, maybe some guy that you're dating slept with some super skanky hoe. Like, I know you don't care about that kind of stuff, but I do. That's just me. I'm sorry.
You think Russell Brand's a skanky hoe?
Russell Brand is an admitted sex addict. Like, have you... Remember you read that story about it? It was an amazing story.
Yeah.
I can repeat it because I memorized it. You want me to tell you?
He, like, had sex with all these women.
He had sex with this writer when he's, you know, he's over from UK, whatever. So there's a news writer that wanted to do a story on him. So he says, oh, yeah, come over to my house and we'll talk about it, right? So she goes over to his house, answers the door, completely naked, right?
Right.
Invites her in. She's like, okay, whatever. She walks in, talks, and he goes, oh, would you like a drink? And she goes, okay, I'll have a drink. And then he goes, oh, would you like to go down on me? So she started, because he's super, like, famous. Like, right? He is, like, a rock star.
She went down on him?
So she starts going down on him while he's eating a plum, right? And then he goes, oh, would you like to go up to my room? She goes, fine. They walk up to the room. He opens the door, and there's already another woman in the bed completely naked.
And she said
that the other woman looked like she was shocked that she was there.
Wow.
Right? The other woman didn't even know that another woman was showing up.
Right.
So he asks, like, hey, since we're all here, would you like to have a threesome, right?
Right. It's just some random writer that he's never met.
And the writer says, you know, whatever, I was up for it. You know, because, you know, Russell Brand's famous.
Good story, yeah.
She said that the other chick wasn't down for it, right? So then Russell Brand asks, oh, can you wait while I have sex with the writer? And the other chick just waited at the end of the bed until he was done.
Oh my God, that doesn't sound fun. That doesn't sound interesting. It doesn't sound hot. I mean, it sounds interesting, but not hot.
So, and then that's the type of dude like she was sleeping with for like ever.
But
like,
he
now
was like
that,
a recovering sex addict.
That's great, but she was still sleeping around with
the
guy.
Haven't you
not
done
interested.
Anything in your past that you're not proud of?
I'm sure I have.
Shouldn't women like, haven't you slept with some chicks that if your future wife knew about, she would never date you?
Yeah, so these are women that I'm never going to tell her about.
Right.
She's not going to know about.
Right.
But since Katy Perry,
since you know,
since
you
Katy
can't
Perry is in the
it.
Public eye, and don't get me wrong, I'm not hating on Russell Brand. I love Russell Brand. I think he's hilarious in movies. Love the guy. I'd love to hang out with him.
So you're saying you won't
But I don't want to sleep with chicks that this dude slept with.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
So fine. You don't want to sleep with Katy Perry.
Katy Perry is, she's beautiful. She's funny.
Right.
But again, she could be super high maintenance. Zooey Deschanel, I don't know her. I've never met her. She could be super high maintenance too. But I think that she's cute.
She's cute.
I only know one other guy that she slept with is the guy from Deb Cap for Cutie that she was married to for a while. But at least, you know what? She was married to that guy.
Okay.
That guy's a total effing nerd, and so am I.
Right.
So it
you
gives
are
me,
a nerd. You're
gives
such a
me,
cute little nerd.
Gives me hope.
Right.
You know, that a nerd like that can get with a hot chick like that, who I believe is hot. Some girls always like to bash on her because guys love her.
Who, Zoe?
Yeah,
I don't bash on her.
Why do women always just love to bash on other women?
Women don't bash other women. Men bash on other. You're bashing on Russell Brand.
You guys are. I'm bashing on his sex life, not him as a person.
Oh, dude, what's the diff? I don't bash on other women. You hang out with a different ilk. You hang out with people who meet certain stereotypes that I don't experience in my world. That women
your world,
are bashing other
sleeps
women.
With everyone, it's all good. It's free
no,
love,
they
man.
No, don't all sleep with everybody.
Peace signs and flower children.
No way, dude. That's not true. We
you
just don't sit
saying?
Around trash. Why are you with that bitch? That bitch stole my guy. You know, whatever. Like, that's not what we talk about.
Because you hang out with people that, like, that don't care.
Because we're drinking wine and whatever. No.
You guys just, I don't know, man. It's just, I think it's weird to me. And then, I hang out with hood rat people that, like, you know, they're ghetto and they love arguing and having drama about stuff like that too. But also hang out with people that are like passionate about other people and they do care if that person sleeps with another person, you know?
Yep, I understand. Okay, moving on. Next email. Hi, Emily. Yes. I've been listening to Dan Savage, who's great, but was looking for some female perspective on my relationship. And a good podcast with a straight female's perspective. I'm listening to the episode from September 2nd, 2011.
Wow.
Understanding Women, and it's awesome. I'm a 30-year-old man dating a 45-year-old woman. 30-year-old man dating 45-year-old woman. She was a good friend of mine about a year ago. My friend and I have gotten through this issue, but I still have some problems that I can't seem to get over. I drive myself crazy thinking I am not as good as my friend and that the experience she has with me are not as powerful as with him. I can't even stand to even think of her with him. It's worse that they are close friends. I want to be the most incredible lover she's ever had. We've been together 6 months, and I know that she loves being with me. She is so responsive and reassuring, and I am a really, really good stand-up guy. But behind the confidence, I have so much insecurity and mind-fucking, it's totally crazy. Is there any advice about just being present and dropping all this mental shit that just gets in the way? Is there any way to increase my trust in my girlfriend and what she says about how she behaves with more positivity and loving as how she truly feels? Do I need to be her best lover? Is there always someone out there she remembers more than me because they were so much better? Thanks a lot, Emily. I look forward to listening to you some more. Woody from Boston, Massachusetts. Okay, Woody, here's the deal. Yes, there is advice about being present. You can be present right now in this moment. You can decide. You are in control of your mind. And every kind of your suffering right now is coming from your mind. In fact, 99% of the suffering that we all experience comes from our mind. You're torturing yourself. You don't even know. She might have thought he sucked in bed. He might have a penis that she didn't like. We don't even know this. And I assume that you do this in other areas of your life. So you do have to work on loving yourself. I feel like you don't love yourself and you're not trusting of yourself. You say you're a stand-up guy, but you're not sure that you're good in bed. And the most important thing is confidence. But before you can even get that confidence, you've got to love yourself. And you've got to just start reaffirming every time one of those thoughts come in your head about feeling disgruntled or feeling worried that the last guy was a better lover. I need you in your mind just to push that thought away and replace it with two positive thoughts about yourself. That's how you do it. And then it becomes rote. And then you start to do it automatically. But it takes time and practice. But I have to say, if you look at your whole situation here, you got a great relationship. She's reassuring. And you're suffering. And your suffering is a result of you. And you need to stop the suffering by being present. Maybe you need to meditate on it. I don't know what you need to do. Go to yoga. Do some kind of thing. But stop tripping yourself out. And in fact, women don't sit around longing. I mean, she's not with this guy anymore. She was with him, but now she's with you. And she's been with you for a little while. So I wouldn't worry about this other stuff. I think sometimes we try to distract ourselves with things so we don't feel good, which is such a messed up way of being, but we all do it. So you got to just be positive, be present with her, and I think you'll be okay.
You'll be fine.
You'll be fine, Woody. Okay, we can move into our topics. And
the topics are?
We've got some plural topics here. Okay, well, first we've got ways to forget your ex so you can move on. And this is funny because at the beginning of the show, we were talking to Amy Laurent, who is my co-star on Misadvised, which is a television show that's airing Monday night on Bravo Television at 10 p.m. And in the show, she goes on a date with an ex. That's all I'm going to say. But some of us go on dates with exes and we have issues with our exes or we can't move on or we're always comparing other people to our ex and it just holds us back. So here's some questions for you. After your big divorce or breakup, do you visit your ex's social media sites to see what he or she is up to? Do you have strong negative reactions when his or her name comes up in a conversation? If you can't let go of your ex, it will be impossible to find new love with a new person. Divorced singles who are able to say, "I don't feel much of anything for my ex," were more likely to find a successful long-term relationship than those who are still grieving, held grudges, or worse, we're still in love. So here are six ways to forget your ex so you can move on with a new partner. This is going on in my office too. Someone in my office keeps dating her ex, can't move on. I mean, have you ever done this, gone back to an ex? Or are you the kind of guy who's like done and done?
No, I did it one time and learned my lesson. It was a good life lesson.
Usually you break up with somebody for a reason.
Yeah.
And you got to remember that reason. So first, you got to dial down your emotions. If you have unusually positive associations with your past, there's a good chance you're over-romanticizing the relationship. So on the other hand, if you have unusually negative associations with that relationship, then you're carrying around emotional baggage that can be affecting your current behavior. You might have a lot of anger. You're afraid of commitment and closeness. An excess of positive or negative emotions towards your ex is a sign that you need to work on letting it go. So I think that's a common thing that a lot of people do. They break up with someone and they either put them on a pedestal and they're like, oh my God, he was the best I ever had. She was amazing. And you forget all the bad stuff and the reason why you broke up, or you hate them vehemently and you think they've ruined your life and you blame them, not yourself. And remember, it takes two to tango in every relationship. You had some part to do it, and it sounds like you need to dial down your emotions if you're feeling that way about your ex.
And how many times did you go back to your ex?
A lot. I slept with my exes a lot, but I didn't have a lot of emotions around it. I just had a lot of sex.
See, that's what's good about you.
That's different. I'm void of emotion. So
no emotion.
It's weird. I don't have a lot of emotion. No, just kidding. I do. Find a
not
healthy
when it comes to relationships. Everything else, there's a lot of emotion.
Oh my God, when my website goes down, I literally, you'd have to take
God,
me to the hospital.
Goodness, help me.
I would have to be locked up in a mental institution if something happened on a website. But
the
like a guy dumps.
I can't turn on the television.
Oh my God, Menace. I called Menace the other night to help me turn on my TV, but I wrote it down. It's power on, getting, cable
you're,
on.
You're getting so upset with me. Because I was laughing at you, and you're like, don't laugh at me. Don't laugh at me.
Because I really wanted to turn the TV on. I had to do live tweeting for
the room. And you just described it wrong.
It's written down on my computer.
What happens is people understand this.
No, they don't. Do they?
They do. They do. They have cable television.
Maybe you're going to help legions of people.
I probably can. So you have your cable television remote, right? Or maybe your satellite television remote. And the remote says all on. Right? People, you're listening. But what happens is when Emily wants to shut off her TV, she takes her TV remote and just powers off. Okay? So what happens here is her cable box is still on, but her TV is off. So when she goes to press that all on button again, what happens? Her TV turns on,
right,
but yet her cable box shuts off and she goes,
right.
Oh my God, there's no signal. What's going on? So she hits power again and then her TV shuts off and her cable box turns on.
Exactly.
It's a vicious cycle, people. And she's just trying to figure it out.
I'm still confused.
So now I go, okay, look and see if her TV's on. If her TV's on, then you press the button that says cable and then you hit power.
It's and power. Then, that's it.
And then your cable box will turn on and you don't have to worry about the TV. And then, oh my God, there's television, which you'll be on.
I know.
Imagine this, people. Imagine
what if I'm trying
this
to watch the show and I
imagine
can't.
Imagine if you are about to be on a national television show, right? On a huge network like Bravo, and you couldn't figure out how to turn on your own TV.
Like, I'd drive over to your house to watch
it. How much would that suck?
That would suck so bad.
But luckily, you're going to be out partying in L.A.
I'm going to be in L.A. Ashley Tisdale is the executive producer of our show.
Tisdale.
And do you?
Yeah. She's amazing.
I mean, she's amazing, but I didn't know you loved her. Where she's throwing us a party.
It's crazy.
In L.A. on Monday night. So anyway, I'm going to watch it live. But next time.
Live?
Well, not live. We're playing it earlier than live. But
cool.
Yeah. Okay, next thing. We're talking about ways to forget your ex so you can move on. A lot of people are caught up in their ex. Either they love them or hate them. No matter what it is, it holds you back from meeting someone new. So you need to find healthy ways to release these emotions that you have. You can engage in vigorous physical activities, make an effort to connect with others socially, volunteer, engage in creative activities. Write a totally truthful letter for yours eyes only to your ex and then throw it away or burn it. I know that sounds silly, but sometimes you got to get out all your emotions to your ex, even though like people, I had a friend who was dating a guy for 8 years. They broke up. It was horrible. He left her. They were going to have a baby, like the whole thing. And literally for a year, she was devastated about this guy and she never once looked at her own part in it. She just had anger spewing out of her to this guy. And it's really destructive and you can't move on and you can't meet anyone. So the sooner you follow these instructions, the sooner you'll be able to find someone. So you got to also share your story with a friend. So 80% of divorced singles who talk through their emotions found new healthy relationships. Find an empathetic friend to whom you can call and tell the whole breakup story, starting from things went wrong to now. The next thing you got to do is blame the relationship, not your partner. So people, like my friend, was blaming him. He did 100% of the things wrong. And I mean, you know what? Like I said, two to tango. She was in that relationship. She must have done things that were wrong as well. So blame the relationship. Over 65% of people who ended relationships blamed their spouse or their partner for the divorce. He or she did something wrong. Women blame their ex more than men did. What do you think about that stat? However, spouses who shared the responsibility for the breakup or blame the relationship itself, like we grew apart, we were ill-matched, fared better in terms of emotional healing and were more likely to find a new partnership. So blame the relationship, not yourself and not your partner. So when you replace the I to the he, she to the we, so don't say I or she, say we did this, we did that, you're going to be more likely to move on from the ex.
Hmm.
Yeah, I mean, you know, people get angry and they blame.
Yeah,
you know,
people.
How many women do you know are like, he did this and he did that?
Yeah,
she
yeah.
did this and she did that.
Yeah, they don't take any of the blame.
Right.
They don't see anything that they did. But you know what? I'm trying to think what I did wrong in the parts where I broke up.
See, you got to look at your parts.
I think two of the relationships where I broke up that I can think of were not my fault, but one.
Uh-huh.
One, I'm trying to think, maybe I just didn't put enough effort into like working something out, because there was the thing with my schedule. You know me, I get up super early in the morning, go to work every day. So I can't go out during the week. And I was dating somebody that just, you know,
wanted
to go hang out.
Oh, I remember this, the party
out.
Girl every night.
Yeah, I wanted to just go party and hang out
can't
and stuff
it.
Like that. And I mean, we talked about it, you know, but like towards the end, I was just like, I wasn't even putting any effort into the relationship. I was just like, ugh.
Right. You need someone who allows you to be free.
Yeah.
And work and do your thing.
Just get out of here. Go have your fun.
Game over.
And then the party girl ended up tolling her car like and getting a DUI just like
seriously?
8 months later.
Party girls.
It's
and
like
party
girls,
boys.
Like,
I've dated party boys and
look,
you've dated party girls.
You can go have your fun when you're young, but once you like start getting older, like you got to be more responsible.
I know.
When you have like
did
a good,
she have a job?
Yeah, she had a really good job with a biotech company.
Okay.
Like,
but some people can party both ends when they're younger. They can burn the candle at both ends.
Yeah, but man, when you have something good, like an amazing boyfriend like myself, and you have a great job, you have everything going for you, I don't want to bag on her friends, but her friends didn't have as much going on, so they would just go. Like party, they were great girls. They were awesome. But the thing is, like, they could go do that kind of stuff because they didn't have the responsibilities that you have,
right?
You know,
right.
But if you want to go and keep up with them, then you're just gonna get burnt, man.
Right.
You know,
you gotta date your type. You gotta date someone who's in the same space that you are, wants the same things. And I think so often we get into a relationship with someone because the sex is great or we're attracted mm-hmm. to someone, but it doesn't mean you're a good match.
Yeah.
So recast the past in a neutral language. Instead of saying, he left me for a younger woman, find a way to rephrase this in a neutral way. He moves on, he moved on, and so will I. This will help give your thoughts and perceptions a new form. It's all mm-hmm. about the way you think about it and the way you talk about it. So if you hear yourself repeating the story, he's a rat, he did that, you're going to perpetuate it and you're never going to let it go. You have to shift your thought patterns away from negativity to create new neural connections and replace feelings of pain, self-doubt, and distress with feelings of calmness. I've been working on this lately. Replacing negative feelings that I ever have and just being positive about the future.
When do you ever have negative feelings?
Well, I guess it's mostly comes in the form of stress.
I wouldn't pin you to have negative feelings.
No? Really?
Not really.
Really? I get stressed. Well, it's more like anxiety and stress.
Yeah. I see you freaking out over nothing.
Like my website or whatever.
Yeah,
but I feel like I worry about work mostly. And it mm-hmm. just isn't healthy. I just have to know that everything's going to work out. It's all going to be good things. But you can control your thoughts. Like I told the last guy who wrote in that 99%, think about it. Whatever you're pissed about right now, if you're in a bad place, I'm just saying if you are. And you're suffering in some way, yes, you might be sick and you might have some illness. But 99% of things that most people suffer about is all created in our mind. And if you can change your thoughts and create new neural patterns with your thoughts and try to replace the negative with the positive, you'll be much better off. And you can change. You can be a happy person all the time, like me, because I've worked on it. Okay, then you need to change the present. Remove emotional triggers from your life. Scan your home for items that remind you of your ex and get rid of them. Avoid places where you and your ex used to go, at least until you've truly moved on. keep contact with your ex in situations of shared custody, for example, to a bare minimum. Set boundaries with your ex's family. It may take some time, but once you feel a little about your ex, you will be moving on. What?
Did you? You didn't write this. No. This, you don't follow any of this.
Well, no, but people who are angry, because I'm never angry with my ex. Yeah. I'm always like, oh, you're great. I love you, but we're not together, but let's still have sex. I don't date assholes or jerks that I hate. I don't hate anyone I dated except for maybe, I don't even know.
A couple.
But yeah, maybe a couple, but most guys, I have to say that I don't have a pattern of dating bad guys or like douchebags.
Yeah.
Right?
Maybe have a douchebag meter.
Maybe now somewhere. And then. Maybe now and then be a douchebag or a used car salesman that you talked about. But
he was a used car salesman.
He wasn't.
Totes.
Not that there's anything wrong with being a used car salesman. He looked like it, but he wasn't. That's all. He just was wearing a suit and he has hair.
The only thing he was missing was a pinky ring.
No.
A pinky ring would have sealed the deal.
It is so not true.
Guys.
But I appreciate it.
Guys, don't wear pinky rings. I'm telling you.
Who wears a pinky ring? What planet are you on?
I'm sorry you don't travel outside the city.
I do. I don't like going over the bridge. I'm telling you, I went to Oakland. I got lost. I had a photo shoot. I get lost. Like,
yeah.
I go over the bridges.
Unless you're a rapper, okay, that has a lot of money in the bank. You can't wear a pinky ring. I'm sorry, guys.
Okay.
You can't do it.
Every guy is dismantling his ring right now.
Take the pinky ring away. Melt it down. Maybe get a gold tooth. A gold tooth is better than a pinky ring. I'm telling you right
really?
Now. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for that tip. I've got a little bit, some few sex tips to sprinkle in
really?
Here. Yeah, because it's Sex with Emily. You're listening to Sex with Emily, by the way. If you're just tuning in.
Sprinkle me.
Sprinkle you. It's good to be here on Extreme Talk XM 165. It's free Friday show. They're all free now from now on.
And if you're listening to Extreme 165, tweet at Sex with Emily.
Yeah. Do it. And do it now. Let us know that you're listening. We just want to know who's listening.
And say you're excited that Misadvise is coming out. Pound sign.
Pound sign. Misadvise.
One word.
I love that you do that.
Yeah.
I want to hear something really funny.
Go ahead.
I've been training Amy on Twitter.
That is frightening.
So I'm like, no, you got to put a space by the @ and you got to do the hashtag. And she did hashtag misadvised two words. I'm like, it's got to be one word. Like every time she tweets, she calls me and she's like, is this right? So that means that I know what I'm doing now. Menace with tweets, with the Twitter. You can find me at Sex with Emily.
I can't believe you're giving people directions.
I thought you think that was funny.
That's hilarious.
Okay, so here's a few little tips here for men and women I'll start with because we don't have a lot of time left. But for men and women, have a fetish or a sexual fantasy. A good way to keep the sex interesting is to always have a fetish in mind during sex or a fantasy. Depending on your sexual partner, you can sometimes try your sexual fantasies out. So this is something we always talk about on the show, that if your sex life is waning or you want to spice it up, talk about your fantasies. Just say, hey, babe, what do you fantasize about? See what they say. You might learn a lot about your partner. Right now, this 50 Shades of Grey book is just taking off. It's huge. If you've heard of 50 Shades of Grey, right? Mommy porn. It's everywhere in the world. So, you know, she might have a fantasy to be tied up. You never know, so you need to talk about it. Another thing is you got to be spontaneous. It's the weekend. Monogamy and sex can get boring. So you got to add variety. Doing something you will never do and keeping an open mind with each other's sexual fantasies will keep the relationship alive and you'll have great sex. So you have to remember to be very spontaneous. Like, for example, and if you always have sex in the bedroom, you know, have sex in the living room. Have sex in the car. I don't care where you have sex, but do something different. Do it in a surprising place. Don't do it in the same way, the same time, the same places that you do everything else.
And
what?
If you want to talk about something.
What?
You were talking about 50 Shades of Grey or
yes.
like stuff. You gotta check out this show on HBO, people. It's called Girls.
Oh, right. Is it still playing? Aaron?
It's still playing, yeah.
Yeah.
It's on demand. Just watch it.
Oh, okay.
I'm telling you right now, the first episode probably will scare you a little bit. You'll be like, this is freaking awkward. But it's so realistic, real life situations, you know? So watch it.
Okay. How many episodes have you seen, all of them?
I've seen probably 6 episodes.
How do you have time to watch all this goddamn television?
Because I get home and I turn the TV on.
You do. I get home and I try to turn the TV on, but I can't.
What do you do? I'd be bored out of my mind.
I work on other stuff.
Work on what?
Website. Life.
You have the TV on in the background. That's what I do.
I can't ever turn it on. Every time I walk home and I want to turn the TV on, I'm like, fuck, this is going to be stressful. I'm not going to be able to turn the TV on. But now I wrote it down when we were taking notes. Okay. So a tip for women is if you have issues with orgasm, you can add a pillow to your sex. to your to the sex, pillows to the rescue. As with any non-standing sexual position, a strategically placed pillow can provide better access to her genitals, or in some cases, a pillow can be used in another way. So it can help elevate you, your back, your pelvis, so it can hit the right spot. You might really like it that way. Tongue action. Here's some tongue action for men. When you're going down on a woman, keep your tongue wet. It might sound crazy, but when you're doing it, it's good to have some saliva in your mouth for starters to prevent drag and friction. Keep your tongue hard and not soft while deep inside and softening when playing with her lips. So keep your tongue wet. What? Some people's tongue are dry.
Yeah.
What are you laughing at?
No, I'm laughing at your descriptions. Yeah.
Okay, well, we've got to wrap this pony up.
All right, good.
Pony show. It's been awesome. And thanks, everyone. Check out my book, Hot Sex, over 200 things you can try tonight. My app is Kegel Camp. It will improve your sex life. Download Kegel Camp for your iPhone today. And subscribe to my podcast. It's free, sexwithemily.com.
And check out the all-new sexwithemily.com.
All-new sexwithemily.com. And check out my show on Bravo TV Monday night at 10 p.m. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Oh, and don't forget, check me out on Facebook, Sex with Emily, Twitter, Sex with Emily, and Instagram, Sex with Emily. And you can always email me and check out my brand new website. Tell me what you think. So you know I'm obsessed with candles, right? Have you ever heard of massage oil candles? Okay, so get this. I always light candles when I'm enjoying a glass of wine with friends, and recently they were over, and I lit 3 candles for my new line called Emily and Tony. My skin felt really dry, so I went ahead and poured some of it on my hands, and I gave myself a quick massage. My friends were stunned that I did this, and immediately were obsessed. And here's why. See, these candles are really aromatherapy massage oils that, when warmed like a candle, they melt into the most luxurious body oil that is super hydrating, leaves your skin feeling and smelling amazing, and it's perfect for massaging your partner or yourself. You can use it during foreplay, and you know me, I'm a firm believer in foreplay. They come in delicious flavors like creme de vanilla, cocoa, and fougere. Not just that, they look great in your home. So help us keep this podcast free. Check them out today at emilyandtony.com. And you're welcome.